And so they're looking forward to this. And they've been, I'm sure a lot of these guys play AAU together as well.
Correct.
And so the idea is to come in and take it to them.
Yeah, exactly. And Ryan, you're right. And it's something that people look forward to. I know I've already been boasting a little bit that I think the last game of the season next year in football, when I said the shoe, I think we'll have a different result just by because of some of the comments people have been making from the team up north and some of those things. But anyway, you look at those rivalries, and, you know, I've been to so many Lima Senior Finley games that, you know, Rookie, who's the coach at Finley, a tremendous coach, and Xavier Simpson, who's at Lima Senior, and they are classic chess matches. It's almost like watching the two best chess players in America go at each other. I mean, one year Rookie, he just held the ball, and Lima Senior was just salivating, trying to get it. And they played earlier this year, and Lima Senior was lucky to win. And that game was, he ran with him the first half, and I'm going, wow, this is an interesting theory. And had some really good guards. And then the second half, he kind of slowed it down and was a little more methodical and taking care of the ball. And so these rivalry games, and I think the thing that you say, Ryan, is so true. These kids know each other. It's not like they're playing against a kid they've never heard of.
Right. And, you know, not just know each other, see each other on a regular basis. That there's only so many kids that play in these gyms and play in the AAU league from this area. And I'm guessing that most of these kids have known each other since they were little guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that's the beauty of it. I used to play against another local school that every one of the guys that was on their varsity squad I'd known since I was 5 years old. And I actually grew up around a lot of them because I had a cousin that went to their school. And we'd play summers together and we'd do everything. And, man, there was trash talking going on all up until that week. So it's exciting for these kids. And I'm excited to see what we've got tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're exactly right. They know each other. And it's something that's different than when you play someone that's really not in your area or you don't know very well. But these games are usually, these county games, are usually pretty classic. I know we had Kent against Riverdale earlier in the year. And Kent came in and, you know, on paper, Riverdale hadn't won a game.
Right.
They came away with the victory. So you got to come to play. And on Saturday night, this is a lot different than playing at 12 noon, what we talked about today. But we certainly will expect a good one here.
You know, and looking at both these teams, they definitely have a different physicality about them. Like, if you look at Ridgemont, they're a little bit taller. They're a little bit thicker overall, where I think Riverdale's a little bit more guard-centric on their team this year. And so it'll be curious to see what each coach brings. You talk about that chess match. About who's going to do what. Are they going to press with the guards and see whether or not Ridgemont's able to handle that kind of pressure, or are they going to drop into a zone and try and contain the height, or what are they going to do here tonight?
That's exactly right. We're going to send it back to the station. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Falcons of Riverdale after these.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions. Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck. C. Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destination safely. With your help and understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School, just outside of Mount Victory, just in a brand new high school. We're going to bring you the game tonight between the Riverdale Flying Falcons. They come in at 3-6, 2-2 in their league. They're going to take on Ridgemont, who is 8-2 and 2-0 in the league. Let's look at first at Riverdale. Riverdale comes in tonight. They're on a two-game winning streak. Last night they put together a team effort and took down Arcadia 61-35. And in that prior game, they beat Macomb 67-63 in double overtime. So two in a row for them. They're putting it together. And the leading scorer in last night's game was the young man that always seems to lead them in scoring. That's Thomas Miller. He had 16 points. But something we want to point out, they had five players that scored nine.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you're talking about Donaldson, Taylor, Young, O'Flaherty, and Courtney. So five guys and with nine, 1 point away from double figures. So you're talking about six guys in double figures almost.
Yeah, and so I know a couple of the parents on the Riverdale squad, and I've heard that these guys are just starting to finally get a rhythm together here, which you're seeing with two wins coming into it back-to-back. So I'd be curious to see if they can keep that momentum going into tonight's game, which for their sake, I hope they do. Now, yeah. Ridgemont, I think, is a little bit different story there, right, Bob?
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in the next break, but Let's talk about the Falcons. Are averaging 46.7 points per game, and they're giving up 56. But that's because in the early part of the season, they had some games that teams scored some points on them, and I think that's a factor. But it's what have you done for me lately? You know, I always hear everybody say that, and certainly they're doing a lot better than that. And in those games, they gave up 67, 64, 63, 59, and 50. So that's what gets that total up so high. I think for the point totals, because early on that's what was happening. But 0-5 during that, but they've won three out of their last four games. I mean, this is when you want to start playing.
Right. It's just like everybody watches. When it's coming in towards February here in high school and March for college, is what team's really starting to build that rhythm and that momentum going in. And, yeah, you want them to have wins early just because you need to keep that roster up and where you are. But it really comes down to, like you said, what are you doing right now? And it sounds like Riverdale's on pace to start really picking up some heat here.
Yeah, and if you come back in 2022 and you win a lot of games, it doesn't matter what you did in 21, the first part of the season, as far as I'm concerned, because nothing matters but the tournament anyway. And that's when you have to certainly get it together and be ready to play. And you want them to continue to grow and to continue to grow and improve and you get the fundamentals down and be ready to play. And that's what we're going to probably see tonight. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back to talk about the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont right after these.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
J&J Feeds, located at 17603 Township Road 217 in Mount Victory. J&J Feeds carries a variety of Husqvarna mowers, weed eaters, hedge trimmers, and parts. We also offer financing. Check out our wide variety of animal and show feeds, and don't forget to look us up on Facebook or call J&J Feeds at 937-844-6414 today.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School, and we have a capacity crowd here tonight. Welcome back to the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show here. Let's look at those Golden Gophers. They come in tonight. They come in tonight at a sparkling 8-2 record, 2-0 in the league. They did lose their last game on Tuesday night. They played a powerful North Union team. And I talked a little bit with Jenny. She and Chad called that game. But prior to that, they had won 8 games in a row. And North Union beat them 62-49. In that game, Newland had 17. Rappert had 12.
Okay. So we talked about this in our early matinee game, as you were calling it, about the ability to have multiple players in double digits. So I assume that Stuck has been averaging double digits all season.
Yeah, and I don't remember. I couldn't find out how many he had in that game. It wasn't in the paper.
And so between Newland, Stuck, and then Reppert, they should be really trying to be the big scorers for him tonight, if I had to guess. Although I know Underwood's a good outside shooter,
yeah,
too, and he can be a threat from the outside for him. So they, you know, they're a good squad. They've got threats from all over the board, inside, outside. They've got it all.
Yeah, and you hope that Landon is not pressing tonight, because I'm sure if he could have a choice, he would want to do it tonight to get those 26, because look who's here. I mean, this is an impressive crowd. I mean, there's hardly any seats. Like I was kidding with you, I wanted to valet park, and I had to park in the back outer lot that I didn't even know was there. And I got here at 5 till 5.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a busy night here tonight, and it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, an opportunity here to be at this facility. And Ridgemont doing quite well now, have been for the last couple of years, and Nick Stuck's done a great job with them as a coach, and Craig Taylor also a great job with Riverdale. They won the league 2 years in a row, something very impressive. So we expect that this will be a battle. It won't be a situation where they're both just going to say, we're not going to play tonight, we don't care.
I don't think it matters what your record is coming into it. If that's your mindset, you're on the wrong floor, right? You got to come in here and be ready to do whatever you can tonight. So both these teams are going to duke it out.
That's for sure.
I expect some scrappy play.
Okay, we're about done with the pregame here, brought to you by Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital. We will be back with starting lineups and play-by-play after these.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit MountVictoryBank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life. including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. And this capacity crowd is going to see the game between the Riverdale Falcons under Craig Taylor come in at 3-6 and the Ridgemont Golden Gophers at 8-2. Let's look at the starting lineups. For the Falcons, they're going to go with Thomas Miller, the 6-foot senior. Braden Courtney comes in at 5'9". He is a senior. Gavin Houdenshield comes in at 5'11". He's a senior. Jaden Taylor comes in at 6 foot. He's a senior. And Mitchell O'Flaherty, a cool name. I like those kind of names. Comes in at 6'1". He is a junior. For the Golden Gophers, they're going to go with Landon Newland. He's a 6'2 senior. Lane Underwood comes in at 5'10". He's a senior. Grant Reppert comes in at 5'11". He's a senior. Mason Stuck, the 6'5 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Colton Whitaker, a 6 foot, 5 inch senior.
Yeah, so
some
so
size there, a little bit size difference.
Ridgemont's got them on the height side, that's for sure.
Remind you, tonight's opening tip, when we have here in just a minute, will be brought to you by HSLC. Looking for a good one here tonight. And as I said, it's nice to see. This is a very nice crowd here for Division IV basketball action. And you like to see that. And these, it's nice that people come out and support their teams.
Yeah, it's loud here in the gym tonight. I mean, you've got a lot of folks, and it's going to be a barn burner, and you're going to hear it from the crowd. Hopefully you guys can hear it through our mics at home, because it's going to get really loud in here today.
Yeah, the introducing introducing everybody. It's kind of a nice touch.
Yeah.
Wes has got a nice growth there under his. He's kind of like you. Looks good.
We weren't allowed to have facial hair in high school.
Yeah, times have changed. And the other neat thing I forgot to tell you, they turned the lights out. With a little, look at this. Look at this. Pretty cool.
Is this the Chicago Bulls, right?
Yeah. Nice touch here. They turned the lights out for the introduction of the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. And nice little light over there. Of course, it'd be my luck when I tried to flip those LEDs back on, they wouldn't come on.
Yeah, they used to take 30 minutes to warm up. It felt like it didn't get to full bright.
They were talking today we were talking a little bit with the announcers from Salina last night, and Salina is going to play Coldwater. This will be the second game in a row. And they're going over to Indianapolis to play in the old historical gym over there where was it Hickory?
Yeah,
Hickory. Hickory played the famous movie about that school in the old gym over there, and have an opportunity to play over there today. I guess there was going to be a girls' game this afternoon. The boys play tonight. That would be kind of a cool thing to do.
That's awesome. That would be it's one of those things that these kids are going to remember for their lifetime.
Oh,
and they're going to be telling their grandkids about. So that's.
I'm not sure I'd want to play the team I just played recently again. So, two out of three games in a row, but. Certainly something that you're going to have to do to play.
You know, the other thing we were talking about, how things are a little different, and the lights and the music is, check out the kicks some of these kids are wearing. They've got two different colored shoes, and they're just screaming. They look graffiti and everything else. And these guys got some wild shoes on tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I always wonder, too, see the lights come on well. You always wonder these guys have this little move when they come out of the huddle, if they can always remember all of it. You go to some of these, it's like I'd have to practice that for a couple days, I think.
Yeah, how long they spend practicing them.
Oh, exactly. Well, we're going to get ready to jump it up here, and it's going to be Newland going up against looks like O'Flaherty here, and we're getting ready, underway here for our tonight's game between the Golden Gophers and the Falcons. And look here, we have help over here. They're going to help us with how many points Newland has. They got a tear-off sheet, so in case I lose my mind and I can't remember how many more he needs. Ball goes up, and it's controlled by the Golden Gophers in the hand of Stuck. He dumps it off in the hands of Reppert. And Stuck doesn't waste any time. The three ball, and Richmond gets the early lead.
That's a quick in your eye, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Here, take that. Uh-huh. I tell you, it's going to be a chess match. There's Miller dumping the ball off to Courtney. Back out top, and then the right side they go to Miller. Miller, the floor general for Riverdale, and also a tremendous score. He gets it back, holds up his fingers. Being very deliberate here. In the hands of Taylor. Taylor back to Miller. Miller penetrating at the elbow, doesn't have anything. Then dumps it down low. They go. Pass off the right side, goes out of bounds, but it's knocked out that time by Newland.
Yeah, interesting to see the Gophers going with a man defense to start this here tonight. We talked about them having size, and a lot of times you'll put it into a zone defense just because you can absolutely shut down the paint with it. And they're not afraid to mark them up man-to-man here.
Yeah, exactly. More teams are playing that, I think, Ryan, than used to. I mean, Courtney's got it, then he's playing pitch and catch with O'Flaherty. Back out top to O'Flaherty. Good ball movement here with everybody involved in the pace of the game here. Drive down low. The ball's off the leg of Houdenshield out of bounds, so Ridgemont will get it back.
Yep, would have liked to see Houdenshield take that straight up instead of trying to put that dribble down.
Here comes Riverdale, full court press. Diamond again, our favorite press of the day.
I tell you, it seems like every game I've called this year that there's been a diamond press. So that's been in vogue here lately.
Stuck makes the pass down low, and it's knocked out of bounds by Riverdale. We'll remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. I suppose everyone thinks that we already know the answer, but you will be surprised. First great caller, 419-675-3000, will win a large one-item pizza from Domino's, located in downtown Canton across from the courthouse. Ridgemont's got the ball down in the corner.
Nice steal.
And it's a steal the other way. The layup up and in. Nicely done by Courtney. He's got two, and we're 3-2 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard here early on. Across the timeline it comes. Robert dumps it off to Underwood. Across right side to Stuck. Stuck penetrating, spinning in the lane. Nice pass down low, up and in. Very nicely done to Whitaker.
Now that is a heads-up basketball play all day. He got the double team, saw the open man, and made the nice dish over top.
More unselfish play, and we saw that today in the two girls game, or the girls game we saw. Out top it comes to Courtney. Courtney, look over this D. Across to Houdenshield, then down low. Inside, Taylor up and in.
Nice back cut there. Both teams really making some really quick early moves here.
And he did a good job of using his body defending off the defender to get that shot. Quickly up the other side. Here's the long trifecta. No good that time by Underwood. Rebound comes down, and we got a jump ball.
Yeah, Miller and Newland fighting for it there, and both of them in the mix, but it's going to be jump ball and Falcon ball.
5:32 to go in the opening quarter on your region, your rating, 95.3 WKTN. Ryan Yoakum, Bob Simmons bring you this action between two rival teams here, the Falcons and the Golden Gophers. Across the timeline comes Miller. He dumps it off to Courtney, kind of extending that defense, aren't they? Inside shot is no good that time, taken by Heil Gittles, partially blocked. Here is Reppert the other way. The ball's loose on the floor and goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Riverdale. Kind of like a hot potato, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So Gophers are looking a little uptight tonight. Like, they're coming in hot. They're not setting into their offense, and they're pushing, which, you know, they play a fast-paced game anyway, but I'd like to see them just slow down just a tick and then get a better look there.
Miller's got the rock out top, goes to Taylor, across to Courtney. Courtney drives, and Courtney's fouled. The other thing I will point out, Ryan, being a guy that played when Converse Canvas tennis shoes were in for $7.95, look at these colored shoes on Ridgemont's feet out there. I wonder what those cost.
Oh, you don't want
to know. I want to know. I'd like to have a pair probably. Taylor's got it deep in the corner. He takes the runner off the window, won't go. Tried to get his own rebound, and Ridgemont comes away with it. That would be Repper quickly the other way. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to.
It's going to be Gopher Ball. Ooh.
Gopher Balls. We got somebody out in the. I hope he's okay. Went outside the door there, kind of hit the floor. Here comes the trainer.
I didn't see who it was.
No, he took quite a spill there. Went out the door. I don't know whether he hit the side of the door or not. We'll take a short break here. 5-4, Ridgemont with the lead. We'll be back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. The interplayer was O'Flaherty. They're working on his arm here a little bit. So we hope he is okay. Ridgemont's got the rock. Here's a turnaround jumper by Stuck is no good. Rebound pulled down by Morse, who replaced O'Flaherty. We'll remind you that this first quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Office.
Yeah, so Miller there with the ball up top took a little bit of a slip there, but dumps it off to Courtney. Courtney on a quick drive.
To the hole. Give him two more. He's got four. Nice move. Like a move like Ryan Yoakum there. They're right down the lane.
Sweet River.
Yep. Here comes Stuck across the timeline. 6-5. Riverdale with the lead. Ridgemont with the rock. Here's Reppert. Here is Newland spinning. Back out top to Stuck. Stuck dumps it off. Here's the trifecta. Nothing but net.
Really nice shot there by Grant Reppert.
Reppert made that look like it was nothing.
You watch that follow through and you know it's going in. You know, they leave it hang. It's pretty.
Yeah, it is. Make it 8-6 Golden Gophers here. 3:30 to go on the route number scoreboard. On your region, your rating 95.3 WKTN. Ryan Yoakum and Bob Simmons bringing this action between Riverdale and Ridgemont. Down the lane, turn around and not taking the shot. Then penetrating and dumping off the right side. Riverdale doing a good job of just moving the basketball. Here's a drive down the lane, and the shot is blocked that time by Whitaker. Other way goes Newland. Across to Stuck. Stuck takes the three ball. No. Rebound comes down and goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Riverdale.
You know, that was a nice shot, though. That was
yep.
Stuck taking the ball. Newland taking the ball in, getting the defense to collapse, and then kicking out and giving Stuck that open look. That's what you want.
And then checking in the game is Xavier Stuck. He played extremely well the first half in the JV game. A young man who has a bright future. He checks in with McKinley. Drive down the lane. Morse doesn't have anything. Then dumps it back out. Here's Courtney. Here's a long three ball. Nothing but net. My, oh, my. Lane Morse comes in off the bench, and he buries the trifecta. Make it 9-8 here. Falcons.
Stuck over in the corner.
He takes a long three ball. Nothing but net for him.
He's just going to be firing all night. Expect to see that all night from him. He loves hanging out behind the arc.
Yeah, and he's so smooth. He's got six.
Well, it's nice to see a tall player that can go inside and outside like he can. You know, and is he the tallest player for Ridgemont? I know Whitaker's
Yeah, but
close.
I think so. Drive to the hole that time in a basket by Houdenshield. Riverdale answering every question that Ridgemont sent him so far. We're knotted at 11 here with 1:59 to go in the opening quarter. Stuck gives down low. Picked up Newland on the hoop. I'm not sure that pass was going to him, but he got it. What did you think? I thought it was going to the other guy. Kind of.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Newland's first two. And see, we have help already down to 24.
All right. They're doing a great job for us.
Yep. Those are expensive tear-offs, too. Yes. Out top here, Courtney drives. Courtney with the shot. It's blocked and foul They're going to call the foul on Stuck.
Yeah, it looked like they caught his forearm when he went in. A nice little reverse layup there by Courtney.
At the free throw line is Courtney.
Now, Courtney was the goalkeeper for the Falcons this year.
Was he?
Surprisingly, good goalkeeper? Also, great goalkeeper, but also one of their leading scorers. So when he was out of goal, he was putting it in the back of the net on the opposite end for him. So he's
got a good build, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Strong legs. Eyes and flies, the second one, and nothing but net. I think he's left-handed.
Yep, that doesn't hurt either, right?
No, it doesn't. That's an advantage. One out of two for him. He's got five. Make it 13-12. Rebert across the court. Dumps it high. They go down low to Newland, and I think Newland got fouled. Probably on the floor, out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like that one's going to be on Morris.
Morris picks up his first foul. Richmond to trigger in under their own basket. They get it in quickly. Back out top. Here's another long three ball, and another one by Mason Stuck. He's got three of those trifectas, giving nine, make it 16-12. It's so smooth, it's kind of like a machine.
He's knocked down three here in the first quarter.
Yep, and a steal. Here's Newland. Newland the other way, behind the back. Layup up and in.
Wow. I mean, that's just pure athleticism there. That ball got knocked away from him. He caught it on his hip, still somehow figured out how to get it in the bottom of the net.
Exactly. Pass down low off the hands of Houdinshield out of bounds, and it's 18-12. Our folks over there, I hope they have enough paper. He now needs 22 to become the all-time leading scorer.
You know, if you were thinking, you'd at least put 26.
I put it on the back. I'd use the back. But, you know, those things are expensive, but whatever. Out top they go, down low. Here goes Stuck with another one off the window. That goes down again, and he is on fire. He's got 11 first quarter points.
You know, if I'm Riverdale, I've got to double team him right now. He is just lighting them up.
Yep. And Elaine Taylor gets rid of it. Drive down the lane. The shot put up is no good. Blocked that time by Stuck. Shot taken by Morris. Good drive by Morris. And the Falcons will trigger in under their own basket. Taylor will be doing that. 1-4 high. Kent likes to run the 1-4 low. They like to run the 1-4 high. Shot taken that time by Miller is no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney. And then what do we got here?
I didn't see the call.
Got a foul called.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be on 15. Hear the referee.
Yeah,
don't look at me like
yeah,
that.
And I know him well. He won't take any crap. When you're at the scores taper, you are supposed to be like we are.
Yep. Impartial.
Impartial. Riverdale will trigger it in. Into Courtney. I've never seen somebody at the scores bench thrown out, but it could happen if he does that again. Out top, it comes to Courtney. Courtney. 3 seconds to go. Down the lane. The scoop shot won't go. Rebound comes down. And we played one here. And the Golden Gophers lead the Falcons 20-12. We'll be back.
Forney Sales and Service of Forest is your local Cub Cadet and steel dealer. Old Man Winter is coming. Forney Sales and Service can help you get ready for the winter snow with Cub Cadet and Troy-Bilt snow blowers. Why shovel snow when you can get great deals now at Forney Sales and Service, 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Call 419-273-3054 or visit their Facebook page. Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. One in the books here. The Golden Gophers lead 20-12. This quarter is brought to you by the second quarter of Roof Law Office. What you see, Ryan, that you like?
Well, Stuck lighting it up out there. I mean, yeah. He's 3-for-4 from behind the line, but he's also fighting in the paint for him. They've got to find an answer for him if Riverdale wants to be in this game.
Yeah, he's got 11 big ones. Newland dumps it off. To Whitty McKinley, he goes inside here, Stuck again, and they can't stop him.
Well, and part of that is just skill and athleticism, but the other part is height. He is towering over.
He caught that ball above everybody. Exactly right. Here comes Courtney. Courtney thinking about penetrating, then dumps it back out top. Then they go left side. Here's a long one by Taylor. Nothing but net. Nicely done.
You know, that was kind of a surprising shot. He didn't really square up to the hoop before he turned and popped it. So that came
out. No, but I remember seeing him in the gym when he was a little guy. His dad had him in the gym when I was working in the schools up there shooting. So he, a lot like his sister, to play on the girls' team. Always had the ball in their hand. Down low they go to Stuck again. They double-team him this time. And wide open this time on this side. Then back out top and stolen by Taylor. There's one of those passes again we talk about.
Yeah. Well, and the other part of that was is he was in the air when he made the pass, so he was committed. So
Miller takes a jumper inside the two-point line, three-point line, and he gets two, and it's 22-17. Riverdale will not go away. They'll keep chipping.
Oh, yeah. And I think last year when I called this game as well, and I'm pretty sure Riverdale walked away with a win last year when I called
it. Yes, they did. We had that game at Riverdale. Here's a shot in the lane that's no good by Stuck. Gets his own rebound. Out top it comes. And here's another long three. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Thomas Miller.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a heat check. Just see if it'll drop for you.
Miller drives to the hole, and he's fouled.
Is that on Ruppert? Is that his second?
We'll see. 15 they call it 15, on. That would be Xavier Stuck. Back in the game comes Newland. Back in the game comes Whitaker. Out goes
Stuck and Ruppert.
Stuck and Ruppert, huh? Stuck and Ruppert. That was pretty good. Stuck and Ruppert.
It sounds like a long
say part. That really fast 20 times. Here's Miller. Thought about the three but didn't take it. Here's Courtney. Courtney penetrating out to Miller. Miller looking over what he has. Good job. Handles the ball off. And then we got a foul call. That one's going to be, I believe, on Gamble, maybe. So I always like when I say it, then the guy announces over there. People say, well, he knows what he's talking about. You know?
So next time you next time you come, I expect to see you in some of these crazy shoes, right?
I hate to mention, but this thing's probably a fortune.
They look comfortable.
$7.95 Converse canvas when I was a kid. $7.95. Here's a long bomber. That one will not go down for Courtney. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers. Newland. Newland with the ball, penetrating, spinning. Passes in the corner, gets it back on the left side of the court. Down low they go to Whitaker. Back out top. And then a steal. Good read by Courtney. Courtney to the hoop. Up and in.
He's a hustle player. You know, we talk about that on the floor. And just the kids that are, they seem like you blink and they're there. And he's been everywhere tonight.
Yeah, that lead of eight now is down to three. Here's a drive by Newland. The scoop. No. Gets his own rebound. We got a foul called. And he made the shot, but he was fouled prior to him making the shot.
Are they going to call it on that first drive, or are they going to call it on the second?
It's the second drive, and he was fouled. They blew the whistle, then he put it up, and then it went in, but they aren't going to count that. Here's Landon Newland. Eyes it, flies it, and off the iron. Checking back in is Mason Stuck. Out comes McKinley. Second toss for Newland. Eyes it, flies it, and that is no good. Oh, why did they blow the buzzer? They got to count that basket. Okay, they're going to count that. Whitaker gets the basket. Everybody stopped because they blew the buzzer. Okay, that's all right. Good thing Whitaker didn't because he got a basket out of it. 24-19 now. So Ridgemont did get 2 points, but they got it with the buzzer blowing, everybody stopping.
So was that Whitaker's first points that I believe
yes,
it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does a great job in the paint for the Gophers.
Yes,
as well.
He does. Here is Young out top having some difficulty. That vise is getting tightened a little bit. And a steal by the Golden Gophers. See how it was getting tighter and tighter.
Well, and his other guards aren't doing him any favors by staying up there and allowing their defender to be right in his.
And then we got a foul called on Donaldson.
You know, you saw three guards up top, and that left him really pinched there with it. Okay, so ball out of bounds.
Yep, out of bounds. We not enough to shoot quite yet. Trying to get it in, and they do down to Stuck. He doesn't take the shot. He gets it to Newland. Newland to the hole. Off the window! Two more for Newland.
There was contact on that
one. He's got six.
He had to fight his way up to the glass on it. That was a nice ball.
I think the young lady that's keeping track of it loves to tear those pieces of paper off.
She's throwing them into the student section.
Exactly. Out top it comes. Here's a long trifecta. Will not go down for Miller. Ball comes back out top. Courtney has it. Courtney penetrating. Courtney to the hole. Off the window. No. Rebound pulled down by Stuck. Quickly head to Newland. They're in a run. Newland down the left side. Newland spinning. Newland takes the jumper. Off the glass and in. My, oh, my, oh, my. And we got a timeout. We'll keep it here. Off the glass. Oh, my golly. A bank shot. That was unbelievable.
You know, we talked about him being one of the most prolific scorers in school history, and that's what you see from a guy like that. He just knows how to put it in. And, I mean, made a nice spin move, turns around, goes up, puts it off the glass. I mean, it is just pure talent there.
Yep, Xavier Stuck checks back into the game. Coaching staff discussing some strategy here. The Golden Gophers are up now by 9 and 28-19.
Yeah. So.
And they're getting it, I think, a lot out of the pressure defensively out top here. They're forcing Riverdale back even further to start their offense, and that's a problem.
You know, and to be fair to Riverdale, I didn't expect them to be this tight with the kind of pressure that they're getting on it right now. And they're finding ways to score, but unfortunately, Ridgemont gets that hot hand, and then it seems like you blink and they've poured on 8 points on you. And so Ridgemont really going up and down hot on them and just lighting it up.
Yeah, exactly right. 28-19 here in the second quarter. The Golden Gophers with the lead. And Ridgemont will be on defense. We'll see what they employ this time. Riverdale bringing the full length of court. 3:54 to go on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Ryan Yocum and Bob Simmons here. Remind you of the Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. We'll get that large one-item pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kenton. Quickly ahead, they run the ball. Here is Newland, loose on the floor, and I think he's fouled again.
So that is only the fourth team foul here for them.
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah,
that's going to be on Miller. That's his second. Don't want him to get too many. He's the floor general.
Yep, coach is going to get him out. That's my guess.
Nope. Nope. Young.
You know, you worry about those. You
yeah, you do. You think
out.
About it. You think if there was probably about 25, 30 seconds ago, I'd probably take him out. He's too essential. Here's Newland with another layup.
So that's 10 points for Newland. Gophers already have two guys in double digits.
I know. Right side it goes into another steal. Quickly ahead. Repper off the window. No. Rebound comes down quickly to Riverdale, and they're a run the other way. Here's a drive to the hole. The shot is no good that time by Courtney. Here comes Ridgemont the other way. Reppert, pass down low. Newland off the window, no. Newland with another one, no, but he's fouled.
Nice job by Taylor there to stay in and not allow him to have that bucket. Even sending him to the line, I think that's a win here for you. You know, it's about controlling the flow of the game and controlling the scores. And you let somebody like Newland just start putting it in, and it's going to get out of control in a hurry.
He eyes it. He flies it, and it softly goes. Is that a shooter soft? It hit the left side, the right side, the back, and fell in.
We'll give it. We'll call it that one.
I guess.
I think he's gassed a little bit right now, and he just got that one in, and that's just muscle memory there at that point.
Eyes and flies the next one. That's good, too.
Yeah, he's putting it all out there. That's for sure tonight.
Yeah, he's down to 14. That's very doable. With 2:54 to go here. Out top it comes Taylor. Taylor fakes it. Newland on him. Dumps it back to Courtney. Courtney penetrating. Courtney with a good move up and in.
You know, I'm trying to figure out if he's a lefty or if he's a righty, because we've watched him shoot foul shots left-handed, right? But he was on the left side last two times, and he shot them both right-handed. So I'm not sure what we've got there.
Here's Newland with the elbow jumper. Two more.
Wow.
We got a timeout at 30. We'll keep it here.
That's 14 points for Newland, and I hate to say it, but I don't think Riverdale has an answer to that shot right
now. No. They don't have an answer, unfortunately, for Stuck or him, Newland or Stuck. They're just their size and their athleticism, and, of course, Repper, too. He's, you know, they got a group of kids here who have been playing together for a long time, for 4 years.
Oh, yeah, well, and it's not even necessarily just the size, but the shot that he just pulled there. Coming down the floor.
Full go.
Yeah,
jump stop.
Momentum going straight up, not the fadeaway, not the lean, anything like that. I don't care who you are. It's hard to stick on somebody like that and then be in their face to try and interrupt them on it.
Yep.
Great shot there by Newland.
You're exactly right. We will tell if you're keeping track. He needs 12 more. And if I have no idea, I watch that huge sign over there on the other side. We can remember. We don't even have to remember. Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
Of course, I can subtract 26 from whatever he has, too. Hot topic comes to O'Flaherty. He's back in. Good to see him back in after going through the door out there. He looks like he's okay. He goes down low. Turnaround jumper by O'Flaherty. Nothing but net.
All right, he came in with a point to prove. That's great to see.
Yeah, nice job by him. Kind of got injured, went through the out into the corridor, and I think he hit his elbow on that support. Here's Newland. Passes in the corner to Stuck. Stuck looking down low. They go back down to Newland. Newland has it on the left side. Then back out top. Here's a three ball. Nothing but net for Reppert.
You know, and we talked about how pretty that stroke is for Reppert. And really, he hasn't taken a whole lot of the opportunities here tonight, but, man, he's burying them when he has them.
Yeah, and you know Stuck and Newland are just so savvy on the court that if they see somebody open, they pass it.
Oh, yeah. It's
good teamwork.
Yeah, we talk about their scoring right and left, but they're not looking for selfish play here.
Here's Taylor again for a three-pointer. Doesn't get it. Stuck with the rebound, as in Mason Stuck. Down low they go to Newland. Newland off the window. Won't go this time, but he's going back to the line. And I need a bigger area here in this thing to put more stuff for him this quarter. A couple tosses coming for him. Landon Newland, eyes it, flies it, nothing but net.
There we go.
And we got a timeout by Riverdale. We'll take one, too. 38-23. We'll be back.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Good timeout by Coach Craig Taylor, drawing up what he wants to have here. I think he's a little concerned about their ability to get so many high percentage shots, and they're not crashing the boards quite as much, I think, as he would like. And we have seen him, even though they are not a tall team. You know, certainly if you get that box out position, if you're even 5'7", or 5'5", you can do it,
sure,
if you get that positioning. But if you don't, then people that are much taller than them, that are 6'5s or 6'6s, that's going to be a situation where they're going to get the rebound and they're going to get the harm.
You know, one of those things that all the refs are looking for is that verticality, right?
Yep.
If you've got a box out and they're reaching over your linear plane going straight up, then it's over the back. And so, yeah, you can be 5'5 and box out a 6'5 guy all day long and keep them away from it.
And Newland missed the second free throw, so a good timeout by Craig Taylor. 38-23 on the Rue Lumber scoreboard. 108 to go here. From got a foul called here. Fleury got hit in the face.
He's having a hard night here.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he got.
He's gonna need some ice for all different parts of his body.
He's gonna take an ice bath when he gets home.
Yeah. Got that one in the eye. Took one in the elbow earlier when he was diving after a basketball. Hope the young man's okay. Get it in the backcourt. Here we come with about a minute to go here, 38-23. Courtney, looking over this tenacious defense. They go out top, spinning in the lane, then back down the lane, and stolen by Reppert. He read that pass perfectly. Reppert to the hole. Shot put up, no good, and we got a foul call.
Curious to see, was that going to be
on? Is it on number two?
Was it on Courtney? Or
yeah,
was it
okay,
been
yeah. I can see Courtney and not O'Flaherty.
O'Flaherty came flying in at the end and made sure that ball didn't go in the back, but I think that one was. Yeah. It was on Braden Courtney.
Grant Reppert at the free throw line. Eyes it, flies it, and says, I got it, and he does.
You know, we talk about these kids and how good they are and how much time they spend. Reppert's a gym rat. He's one of these kids that, you know, I know his father, and I've seen pictures of him posting, shooting foul shots with the lights on out in the driveway. You know, they're out there
really?
Just working. Oh, yeah.
He just made both of those without a problem. We'll have to find out from his dad how much those shoes cost. They're green, kind of a lime green. Out top it goes to Courtney. Courtney across to Taylor. Back to Courtney. Back to Taylor at 34 seconds to go. Inside, and the pass is stolen by Whitaker. Tried to go inside. Good idea, but Whitaker decided they didn't want them to do that. Here's a long one by Reppert from downtown Mount Victory. No. Rebound comes down to Courtney. Courtney with 18 seconds to go across the timeline. Down the lane. Ball's loose, gets rid of it, then gets it back. Fakes the three ball with 10 seconds. Courtney. Here's the long three ball. Nothing but net. Nicely done by Donaldson.
Way to manage that last possession there for the Falcons.
And we're at the half here, and the Golden Gophers go to the locker room leading 40-26. We'll be back after these.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
J&J Feeds, located at 17603 Township Road 217 in Mount Victory. J&J Feeds carries a variety of Husqvarna mowers, weed eaters, hedge trimmers, and parts. We also offer financing. Check out our wide variety of animal and show feeds, and don't forget to look us up on Facebook or call J&J Feeds at 937-844-6414 today.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Thank you, Seth. We're here at the Superior Credit Union halftime show. Ryan, we've got a 40-26 game. It's kind of been a chess match. Riverdale had it down to within three or four a couple times, and Ridgemont just turned up the vice on defense and got some things, a lot of transition baskets, and certainly some good plays by Newland and Reppert and Stuck, and now we have a 14-point lead.
You know, they started out in a man defense, and then they switched over to that zone, and it really threw the Falcons in a bind, I think. You know, it started forcing them where they were scoring inside to start looking outside, and they've hit a few of their jumpers, but they're just not on point with them yet tonight. However, on the other end, the Gophers have been lighting it up from outside. How many threes do we have? Stuck has three. Reppert has two. So we've at least got five threes tonight, if not more.
Yeah, we got four. Or five, yeah. Two by Reppert and three by Stuck. And four of those in the first quarter.
No. Just checking it. They're doing a good job checking on us, make sure we need water. I'll tell you, the folks here at Ridgemont always make sure they're doing everything.
Darcy Ribright's a good girl.
Yeah.
Known her for years.
But, yeah, so I would say the other part of it, too, is we're seeing Ridgemont hit the foul line a whole lot more than we are the Falcons, right? So they're just much more aggressive on the court and going at the hoop and attacking here. I'd be curious to see how that plays out in the second half with fouls.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's look at the scoring for the first half after I take a nice drink of water, which Darcy came by and said, you need water, and I thought, I forgot that you brought me one. For the Riverdale Falcons, they have six people score the first half, 2 points apiece for Thomas Miller and also for Mitchell O'Flaherty. 3 points the first half for two players, Daniel Donaldson and Lane Morris. 5 points the first half by Jaden Taylor. He's got a trifecta, as well as Daniel Donaldson has one. And the leading scorer for the Falcons, the Flying Falcons, is Brayden Courtney with 9. They've done a really good job on Miller. Miller is one of the prolific scorers, floor general for the Falcons. They've kind of shut him down tonight.
Yeah, so Courtney's really stepped up there to help with it, but it's that defense shutting Miller down. And we talked about it. You get two guys in double digits, and then you're in the ball game. And we've already got that on the Gopher side, but we just – fortunately for the Falcons, Courtney's been really taking it to the hoop, but we haven't seen what we expect to see out of Miller here tonight.
Exactly right. Let's look at the Golden Gophers, who have that 40 points. 4 points by Colton Whitaker, 8 points for Grant Reppert, and then everybody else is in double figures.
Yeah.
It's like we have eight, almost three, but 13 for Mason Stuckin. I'll tell you what, he was putting on a clinic of three-point shots in that first quarter. It's like he was knocking them down like they were nothing. And he has 13. And our leading scorer tonight is the young man that's going for the record. He's got 15 big ones. He only needs 11 more to become the all-time leading scorer in Golden Gopher history to beat Tim Wetzel's record of 1,579 points. I can't imagine getting 1,579 points in 10 years.
I know. That's absolutely amazing. It really is. That's something to be proud of. And we talked about this one's sat around since 1974. It's been
exactly
48 years. And I imagine if Wetzel was here tonight, that he'd be happy to see it broken.
Yeah, right? Exactly,
you know,
right.
I mean, that's the way that this just works in a small community.
Yeah, very nice young man. I knew him pretty well back in the day. That's back in my refereeing days before my coaching days. But he was a very nice young man, a very quality athlete, and certainly did a good job. I think he played football also, if I can remember, as well as basketball. But certainly, you know, records are made to be broken. But it's kind of cool that it stood that long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking a very long time.
You know, I remember we broke – now, this is nothing to brag about. We broke a junior high track record that had stayed around since the 70s when I was in junior high. And then so proud of it, we did it. And then it seemed like every class after us kicked our butts and broke our record, and then somebody broke it. And, you know, sometimes it just takes getting through that barrier. But right now, does anybody in the lower grades here at Ridgemont have the kind of scoring record that we could expect to see come in after Newland and take this?
Yeah.
I don't think they do. So hopefully for Newland's sake, that he has that honor for a while.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, in 2 years, that would be 50 years that record stood,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
That's amazing, because Ridgemont has had some quality athletes, young men that have played in this program that have scored and scored a lot. And for that to happen, and the other thing is, give a lot of credit to Nick Stuck. He's got two players on his squad that's over 1,000 points. I mean, like I said, I don't know that I remember a team that had two players during the same time playing together with 1,000 points apiece.
Yeah, it's something to be proud of. I mean, that's good coaching, but that's also great production from your team. That means that we always talk about some of these scores, everybody thinks of them as the ball hawk kind of scenario. You've got two guys doing it. It means they're playing great team ball. That somebody's got to be distributing for them to get it, and the ball's going back and forth all around. This is just good team basketball.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that neither one of these guys certainly would be considered a ball hog. They distribute the ball to whoever's open. Now, if they've got the opportunity to score, certainly they take their shot. But I've seen them pass off. Kind of reminds me today when I was talking about the floor general from Riverdale, and I saw her come into the game. I mean, she could have had 20 today, had probably about 6 or 7 assists in this game, and ended with, 8 points. And Kerrigan Venn, I was talking about it. Have enjoyed watching her play, as well as a lot of players in the county. But she has just been, since she's been a freshman, just all over the court playing like, you know, the Energized Bunny multiplied by 5, and just all over the court. It distributes the ball quite well and is just as happy to dump it off as to score.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end of the JV game, it was the whole girls basketball team came in as a squad. They looked like a crew you wouldn't want to mess with, right? Like, they came in just ready to support their boys. But, man, they were tough.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we're here at 40-26 here at the halftime show, brought to you by Superior Credit Union. I think our next broadcast, and I may be speaking out of turn here, will be next Thursday night. We'll emanate from Kenton High School. I'm taking that one. I'm going to have Jim Holman's alma mater, the Defiance Bulldogs. They're going to come to Kenton. And then Jim and I will be traveling down the road and I always love to go to Defiance. If you've ever want to go to one of the paramount gyms in America, in this state of Ohio, go to Defiance.
Really?
It is beautiful. It reminds a little bit of Bowling Green's Stroh Arena, a little smaller scale. Just a beautiful facility. Fantastic facility. And always a pleasure to go up there. And the Wildcats will be going up there trying to improve their record in the WBL. They're 2-1 now. And I think they're playing tonight at Liberty Benton, a game that will be a tough game for them too. But that'll be, I know, two of the games we have next week. And I won't speak any further than that because that's the two I know of. So hope you tune in for those. We have a half of this one left with maybe some historical facts to happen tonight if a young man gets 11 more points. I think if I – and I'm not a bettor, but if I was to bet, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't – unless this one really gets out of control and then Coach Stuck pulls him out. But how do you do it and not let him do it at home, right?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Mean, I think you, if you –
that's where you want it to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll stop the play. I see my young lady over there has my 11 up in case she thought I forgot.
There we go.
Okay, Riverdale will get the rock first here. This quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office. Here is Taylor spinning. Taylor passes off. The ball goes off the hands of a...
I think that was O'Flaherty that lost that one.
Yeah, it was. Kind of hot. He's kind of had... He's got injured out the door and got hit in the eye. Still a tough little guy. Here is Stuck. Out top it comes to Underwood. Reppert's got it.
Seeing a little different defensive look here from the Falcons.
Skips across left side. Here's Stuck with another trifecta. No. Rebound comes down to Riverdale. Good box out that time by Houtshield. Come the other way. Taylor.
Oh, Miller looking from deep there for a moment.
Yeah, but he fakes that, and then they hope he moves, then they'll take him to the hole. I've seen him do that a lot. That's one of Miller's patent moves. Here's Taylor. He decides to take a three ball. Nothing but net. That's two of those bad boys for him. Give him eight. 40-29. Stuck in the backcourt playing pitch and catch with Reppert. They don't have it across yet. Now they do. Over to Stuck. Of course, it's always nice when you can pass to a big, tall guy.
Yeah, and kind of a soft press there, right? Not really on the ball, but just
slow him down a little
bit.
Out top it comes. Here is Stuck. Over to Newland. Back to Stuck. Down low. Shot put up is no good that time by Whitaker.
And Newland there picking the glass clean and putting
and
that one back
and
in.
Here comes Newland the other way, and he's got 17.
Yeah, down under 10 now. So it's
down
close.
To 9 for those of you who are counting at home. When you're, here's a long bomber by Miller. No. Rebound by Stuck. Stuck brings it across the court. Down low goes Whitaker, back to Stuck, and in good defense that time. That was a good pass, but good defense, interior defense, again, by Houtshield.
You know, both nice.
Miller between the legs, drives. No. Rebound comes down to Miller. Boy, I like that dribble between the legs and takes it to the basket.
Well, and that was around the back and behind.
Yeah.
Through. Like, that was fancy. And he didn't even blink. So
no, he did not. So I'm sure he's practiced that before.
That's in the toolbox.
We'll have some people in the crowd try that after the game. What do you think?
I think I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Courtney. Courtney penetrating. Doesn't have it. Gets it back out top to O'Flaherty. And it's taken away by Stuck. Here comes Newland. Newland down the left side. Then takes it to the right side. Down the lane. The layup up and in. He's down to 7.
Yep, and he just faked him out there. I mean, he took it in, pulled it back out, and then just turned around and just charged for the rim.
Yeah, Flaherty takes the jumper. It's no good. They get it to Reppert. 44-29 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. Hope you stick around for that. 419-675-3000. First caller that gets the answer to that will win a large one-item pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kent across from the courthouse. Out top they go. Here, slow down Underwood. Down low to Stuck on the left side. He goes out top to Newland. And they're going to call over and back. I think he was waiting. He was going to wait for Courtney to touch it so he could get it and bring it back. Courtney. But Courtney didn't do that. Smart play by him.
Yeah, it was good heads-up basketball. Just unfortunately he wasn't able to rail it in.
Rude Lumber scoreboard. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 44-29. Here is Miller. Dumps it to Courtney. Courtney looking for somebody open. Gets it back to O'Flaherty. Down low. Back to O'Flaherty. O'Flaherty penetrates. Dumps the ball off. Here's a jump on the right side. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Reppert.
Looked like Whitaker got his hands on that.
Yes, he did. And stolen back by Courtney. Courtney playing the court real well. Here's Miller with the trifecta. Nothing but net.
Falcons need him to get the hot hand here tonight to get back into this.
He's the top scorer for them. He's got five, and it's 44-32. It just won't go away, will they? Whitaker was open. They missed him. Back it comes to him. Stuck. Didn't even know the ball was coming. Still caught it.
Yeah, he was pointing the other direction.
And here's a foul. That's going to be on Miller. That's three.
Yeah.
That's big.
I think Coach is going to leave him in, though. I mean, you're trailing by, what, 14 by 12 right now?
Miller is a very bright young man, a good basketball savvy. He knows he's got three, but they're going to take him out. Yeah. He didn't want to come out either.
No, he was.
Donaldson back in.
Slinking off toward the bottom of the rim, trying to get where Coach wouldn't notice him. All right, so Coach having some conversation here with the referee.
Greg Taylor talking to him. Miller, a complete asset. He is for the team. He's not only the floor general, but he can light it up, baby. Here's a long one by Stock. No. Rebound skying for that is O'Flaherty. Boy, he went up. He was above the basket to get that rebound. Courtney. Here's a long one by Taylor. No. Rebound pulled down that time by Stuck. Xavier Stuck's in. Mason up the court. Dumps off Newland for the trifecta. Nothing but net.
Wow. You know, that kid's not having a bad night.
No, he's not. He's down to four. And that one, he stroked that just like Stuck. I mean, it's like a machine out there. Out top, O'Flaherty with the rock. He's going to penetrate. O'Flaherty down the lane off the window. No. Rebound comes down. Good rebound. Shot put back up is no good that time by Donaldson. Good rebound by him to get it back up. Here's Newland. Newland dribbles between the legs. Takes it down the lane. Puts up the shot. No, he passes across the lane. I thought he was going to take the shot to Underwood. They reset it. Newland's got it out top. Left side to Stuck. Inside. Shot put up. No good. Rebound pulled down. Shot thrown up at the basket that time by Mason Stuck. He went to the floor, and he was still able to get it up.
You know, that was – are they going to call that one on the foul? Yeah, nice. That was a heads-up play to throw towards the rim and draw the foul as a shooting foul instead of a floor foul. Neither team looking like they're in terrible foul trouble right now.
No.
The only problem is Miller there for the Falcons, but – Ridgemont at 14 fouls and no, at 0 team fouls, excuse me, and 2 for the Falcons here.
Xavier Stuck misses the first free throw. Xavier, a young man, is only, a freshman at 6 foot tall. Eyes it, flies it, and that one is no good. Put back up and in by Newland. He's down to 2.
Yep. He's in striking distance.
Timeout by Ridgemont. We'll keep it here.
Better question is does he tie it up? Does he tie it up, go straight out, or take a three to go over?
I don't know. Timeout by Ridgemont. We have it here. It's 49-32. They are playing extremely well. I had them earlier. I had them against who did they play early on? They lost one of the first games of the season, which kind of surprised me. Did Ridgemont playing a lot better now? That 8-win streak there. Kind of made a big difference for them. They put together 8 wins until they lost on Tuesday night to North Union. But certainly a good basketball team and certainly with a lot of weapons.
Well, and you look at their court composure. You know, you watch these guys. They don't get rattled. If somebody picks their pocket or they miss a shot, they're just back to it. You know, I mean, it's putting in the work, right? And that they just realize, like, hey, this is part of how the ebb and flow of the game is, and they keep going at it. These guys are all veterans, you know.
Exactly right.
And they are tough.
Timeout here. We're getting ready here. 49-32 here for this third quarter. 2:57 to go. I think the girl's excited that she only has, because after they get the 2, she won't have to hold that up anymore. Riverdale to bring it the full court. Here comes Thomas Miller, comes back in the game. He's a gutsy guy. He'll be okay with those 3 fouls. Here's Courtney. Across it comes to Donaldson. Back to Courtney. Courtney faking that 3. Back to O'Flaherty. Left side it goes to Taylor. Then back out top, back to Courtney. Courtney to Taylor. To O'Flaherty. Miller passes down low, and the ball stolen That time, Stuck got his hand on it. Good idea. That was a good pass, but Stuck just got his hand on it. Reppert across the timeline. Knocked out of bounds that time by Courtney, who is hustling all over the floor.
That kid doesn't stop, that's for sure. I mean, we talked about it with the Vent for Riverdale in the girls' game today. It seems like somebody's going to be a part of every play. You can almost guarantee that you know who it's going to be.
Inside to Newland. He tries to put it up, and he's fouled. And if they give him two shots, he can tie the record.
Yeah.
Did I not say he was going to do it in the third quarter?
You did.
I have a foreseer thing. Opportunity here for the young man.
Does he got to hit both to tie it, or does he have to hit?
I'm
that
not
tie
sure.
It there?
No. Another one, I think.
The next one ties it?
I did not get the exact. I'm sure if they stop the game, he's got the record. Eisen flies it and in and out. Wow. He's a little irony here. Going to save it for later on. 2:02 to go, 50-32.
He's a showman. He's just letting everybody hang on it.
Would have been a perfect time to stop the game, too, because it was after a free throw.
I mean,
O'Flaherty with a shot off the window. Wow. Nice shot by O'Flaherty. I like it.
You look at Ridgemont, they have 50 points, and Newland has 25 of them. I mean, he's got half their point production here so far tonight.
Here's Newland with 1:40 to go. Goes down low. Shot put up is no good. Hits the back support, so that's got to be out of play. Mason Tuck got that, kind of got it on the fly, and then it hit that situation. Now, I think I'll bet you he comes out of the game. Give him a little breathe. Nope. No, they're going to take out Underwood.
Yeah, they're going to let him get it this quarter if they can.
1:38 to go here on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. It's 50-34. Ridgemont with the lead. Riverdale with the rock. Here's Thomas Miller. Skips it right side to Donaldson. Then they go to O'Flaherty. O'Flaherty down low, and we got a steal by Newland. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. He had a layup if they hadn't stopped him.
Yeah, he was dancing across that sideline, but he had it for sure.
He's got an Energizer bunny in that body too, doesn't he? It can accelerate so quickly.
And he's got springs in those shoes.
I mean, yep,
that kid can jump.
And they aren't multicolored, are they?
Yeah.
Top they go over the left side. Here's Newland. He's got the rock with 1:12. Skips it left side. Here's Stuck with the three. No. Rebound comes down. Good job by O'Flaherty with the rebound to Courtney. Up the right side with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Down the lane. Layup up and in. A nice move that time by Courtney.
Yeah,
give him 11.
Yep, really nice strong move there because, the Ridgemont player had his wrist the whole time. He hung on to it and still able to get it up and get it in.
Courtney with a chance to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way, instead of out along that arc.
Watch and see if he shoots this with his left hand. Yep.
And he does it. Nicely done. Maybe he can give me some free throw lessons also. 50-37, 58 seconds to go.
We've seen a clinic today. We really
yes,
have.
Yes, we have. Here's Newland with the rock with 53. Down low to Stuck. Stuck catches the ball, and he's fouled. He's so strong to catch it, on the run. That one's going to be on the floor. I think that's a foul on Donaldson.
Yeah, Riverdale's fourth, so not close to shooting fouls yet.
Nope. We'll see what out-of-bounds play they run. They've got Newland in the back of this stack. Out top. Reppert to Newland. Newland back to Reppert. 46 seconds. Newland for three. He got it. And that is the record for the young man. He is the all-time leading scorer in Ridgemont Golden Gopher history. Congratulations to him.
I don't think his face could be any more red right now.
And it.
Wow.
He surpassed that. Very nicely done, and nice to be here for that moment. And the young lady ran out of paper, too, so it's a good thing he did it at that moment.
That's good planning on her part.
Yes, it was. I wonder if she knew that. Oh, and congrats, Landon. She has on the back of the paper, congrats, Landon. Two thumbs up for her. Yeah. Give him the game ball, which they should. What an honor for him. And kind of giving a wave to all the crowd.
Now he's got to find mom or dad in the crowd, right?
Somebody in the crowd. Yep, here comes somebody. That must be mom.
Yeah.
I would assume. Of course, they all look so young now. You know? Nice hug for mom, and what an honor, and certainly she's got some tears in her eyes, but what an honor.
She's wiping off the sweat, too, right? Yeah. Give her a big old sweaty hug.
Get some hugs from the people in the crowd. a great honor. It is a record that has been on the books since 1974. A long time, held by Tim Wetzel. Congratulations to Landon, and we're honored to be here. That's two big things for me this year, the court named after Mike Reisner, cool. And this. Certainly an honor to do boys high school basketball.
You know, if you love sports, you can't help but be touched by that either. It is just something to see. You know, this kid's red as a...
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't make a two-point. He makes a three-point with two guys on him.
Right, and you can tell very humble about him.
Yes, he is. Congratulations, too, from the Riverdale players, too. Steal by Reppert. He's going the other way. Here is Newland again to Reppert. Reppert takes the three ball. No. Rebound comes down to Richmond. They get it inside. Shot out the window. Stuck gets two more.
Nice pass there by Newland to get it for him. You know, they're in there fighting on the glass. He gets his hands on it, knocks it out, gets in there.
And he could have taken the shot, but he passed off someone open. Shot down the lane. Nice move by Thomas Miller. And he's got a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way also. That's Reppert's foul. Opportunity here for Miller. Eyes it, flies it, another minute. He's caught fire here in this quarter. He has eight in the quarter. Or seven in the quarter, nine on the night. Only two the first half. They did a good job on him the first half. Here's Newland. Reppert at the buzzer. He got it. He got it. And the Golden Gophers extend that lead to 55-40. We'll be back for fourth quarter action after this.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Socially awkward? Social distance. Social status. Social skills. Social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the square.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Entering the fourth quarter here, brought to you by Roof Law Office, 58-40. Record set in the third quarter by Landon Newland. He picked up his 28th point and becomes the all-time leading scorer in the history of Ridgemont Golden Gopher basketball.
And, you know, he's got 28 points, but it doesn't feel like it.
No.
If that makes any sense. He's just scoring so naturally and fluidly in this game.
Exactly right. Down low, then a jumper at the foul line, and that one won't go down. Rebound by Newland, up and in. He's got 30.
And that's how you do it, right? Like, the kid already set the record. He's still in there grinding away, cleaning the glass, fighting for boards, and putting them up.
Up by 20 now. Here's Thomas Miller. Off to Courtney. Drive down the lane. The shot tried to put up that time by Morris, and I think he might have been fouled. Yep, he was. Gamble picked up that foul.
Number 12, Lane Morris to the line shooting two.
Two shots upcoming here for Morris.
Yep, 13 foul for the Gophers here this second half.
Yep. Not a lot of fouls.
No, it's been a pretty clean game overall. Yep.
Free throw up and in. Lane Morris says, boy, I can make those very quickly. He did. Stuck back in. Also, Reppert back in.
Yep, and you've got the other Stuck and Gamble going out.
60-41. Eyes it, flies it. Another Bennett. Two for Elaine Morse. Give him five on the night. 7:20 go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard on your region, your rating 95.3 WKTN.
Reppert missed Stuck on the backside there. He was wide.
Yep. Ryan Yoko and Bob Simmons bringing this action between Ridgemont and Riverdale. Down low. Oh, they had him open again, and he just out of his reach.
Yeah, those guys play together a lot. I'm surprised that he even had to look to make that pass.
Yeah, he smiled, and he says, my fault. Here comes Thomas Miller. He's done a great job playing with three fouls. Very smart competitor. Here's Courtney. pass a little bit. Taylor tries to save and can't. Got a little bit behind there.
You know, part of this game, so it's 60-42 right now, right? And Ridgemont has dominated the paint here to where Riverdale hasn't even looked to make an entry pass into the paint to a post player.
Here's Newland down low. Newland off the window, won't get it. Got his own rebound. Gets it back and finds Reppert to the hole. The layup, giving two more.
I think that's 13 for Reppert, so he's having a really nice game as well.
Back the other way comes Thomas Miller with the jumper. Nothing but net. Thomas is heating up. He's in double figures.
He's got a smooth stroke.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player. Very good basketball. Good floor general, good shooter. Plays hard. Across the court it comes. Reppert's got it. Miller on him. Notice how he plays good defense, not with his hands. Turnaround jumper. Spins out. Rebound comes down to Riverdale. Didn't know who was going to get that one. Here comes Thomas Miller the other way. Thomas Miller to the hole. Thomas Miller with the layup. No. Goes out of bounds off the hands, I believe, of Whitaker. Checking in the game is going to be Carson Young. He comes in for Taylor. Triggering in is going to be Donaldson. Thomas Miller for three. Count it.
Yeah, Miller really getting a hot hand.
He had a really good night when I last had him against Kenton. Just was on fire.
You know, these kids, it's amazing how quickly they can just start lighting it up.
Turnaround jumper is good that time by Whitaker.
I think Whitaker gets my award for favorite shoes tonight.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of like my favorite cartoon, Foghorn Leghorn.
There you go.
You ever watch that?
I did.
Yeah, that rooster or whatever he is, he's always giving advice. My friend, my friend. Whitaker eyes it, flies it, and no good. Rebound comes down to Young. Cross court to Courtney. Courtney penetrating. Has the shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound by Whitaker. Off to Reppert. Reppert quickly ahead to Newland. Newland couldn't catch that one. It's way out of his reach.
Well, I think Braden. No, I guess not. I thought Courtney might have knocked that one away from him, but apparently it was
not.
It
just a little bit out of his reach.
Yep.
Maybe they're trying to get him 40. 40 is a lot of points.
40 is a lot of points.
He needs 8 more for that, or 10 more. Turnaround jumper by, Thomas Miller will not go down. Good-looking shot again, just wouldn't drop. Here's Reppert the other way by Miller. Takes the jumper off the glass, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Underwood. The ball's out top. Everybody's fighting for it, and Riverdale comes up with it. Scrappy. Left side, deep in the left corner. Driving to the lane. Shot off the window. Won't go. Reppert with the rebound. Shot taken that time by Young. Quickly down the other way. Back to Newland. Newland off the window. Two more.
Nice dish there by Underwood.
32 points for him, I believe, unofficially. Nice night. Here's Thomas Miller. And stolen by Reppert. Picked his pocket to the hole off the window. Got it to go. He's got 15. They're running on all cylinders tonight, aren't they?
They are. You know, I'd be curious to know what their single game scoring record is.
I don't know.
32 is a lot.
Yes, it is. Shot taken that time by Morse, and he's fouled. He was just the foul line a little while ago, made a couple tosses. Waiting to come in is Howdenshield and Dunbar. First, I think we've seen Dunbar. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Morris knows how to shoot those free throws. He's 3 for 3 in the line.
It's somewhat unorthodox foul shot, to be honest, but he's just making them one after the other.
Out goes Courtney, out goes Miller. Good floor games for them tonight. And good point totals for both of them. Second free throw, nothing but net for Morris.
Yeah, he's got a little flick on that wrist that you just don't normally see, but I think he's 4 for 4 tonight, isn't he?
Yeah. 13 and 12 points leave the court in Courtney and Thomas Miller. Here's a jumper at the foul line, will not go down. Newland with the putback, nothing but net. 34 for Landon Newland.
Man, he's cleaning up a lot of garbage tonight.
Yes,
for
he
him
is.
Too.
He elevates so well. It's like you said, he's got a spring in those shoes. Here's a long one taken. Is no good that time by Dunbar. Here comes Doolin. He's going to slow it down. Dumps it off to Stuck. Stuck takes a long three from downtown Mount Victory, and it's no good.
Yeah, he had that hot hand early in the first half, and he's really kind of been off from behind the line tonight.
Yep. Here's a long trifecta for Riverdale's Donaldson, and he's got two of them. He's got six. Make it 70-52. 3:14 to go on the Root Lumber scoreboard. Drive down the lane. Reppert says, I'll take it. And he did.
Yeah, they've got to walk in front
17
of them.
For him.
Somebody's got to step up there and not allow him to penetrate that way.
3 minutes to go here in this game. 72-52. Here's a long bomber. Will not go down. Rebound comes down to Reppert. He dumps it off to Newland. I want to imagine this may be Newland's last time down on this end of the court. Here's Stuck off the window, though, and he's fouled. He's going to go to the line.
Fouls on number 30, Alec Dunbar.
Dunbar picks up his first foul. Stuck here. Mason Stuck with an opportunity here to pick up points 16 and 17.
Wow. Reppert out and Underwood out, so they're leaving Newland in.
Let him go for the record. I mean, 40 points is a lot, and that didn't happen very often.
Yeah.
He's got, what, 34 now? He only needs three more baskets. Stuck eyes and flies and gets the other one. Made one out of two, didn't he?
Yeah, they're stuck out there. They are. They're leaving. They're bringing everybody in but leaving Newland out there. I imagine he'll be out.
What's he in? Was 16?
Here he comes.
Yep, he's coming out now. Out top it comes to Donaldson. Crossed it goes. Penetrating shot. Oh, nope, they pass out. Here's an elbow jumper. Won't go down that time for Dunbar. Good-looking shot.
Was a nice shot.
Wouldn't drop. Here comes Newland quickly ahead. Dumps it down low. Drives to the hole. Shot put up is no good that time by Manns. But he'll go to the line.
You know, we're talking about Newland scoring, but I'd be curious to see what his rebounds were for the night.
And how many assists he had.
Yeah, he's...
Do I get a visual for my comment? First free throw, boy, it hits every part of the rim and drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the all-time leading scorer.
Here comes Newland.
Landon Newland is
the East Coast conference. Landon Newland, the all-time leading scorer, leaves the floor with a 34-point performance.
Wow.
Good job, him getting hugs from everybody, and a nice round of applause from everybody also. Free throw is no good. The second one, rebound pulled back down, and back out top it goes to Manns. And what do we got now?
He's getting hugs from the whole team. Everybody's proud of it. That's what you love to see.
Oh, right? They're just inbound it again. Okay, because everybody was – that's fine. That's good. Good thing by the officials to allow that to happen. Trigger is going to be Manns for the Golden Gophers. They lead 75-52.
Nice
inside to go. Oh, nice give and go. Basket that time by Mason Stuck.
Yeah, look to see a lot of out of that kid going into the next few years.
Yep, 77-52. Down low, they get the shot off the window. Very nicely done that time, but would not drop for Howden Shield. And we got a jump ball.
Gamble fighting for it there.
17 for Reppert, 34 for Newland, 16 for Stuck. How would you like to have that every night?
You know, these guys are an offensive machine.
Yes, they
really
are. They showed it tonight for sure. Here's the long trifecta. Wow. Nicely stroked that time by Young. These are the future kids here for the Falcons in the years to come. Out top it comes. Down the lane it goes. Scoop shot up, and that one goes down. Nice move down by Stuck again. He's got four.
Nice touch with the finger roll there.
79-55. And we're going to get a foul call. I think that one's going to be on 24,
yeah,
which is
Gamble.
Just,
I think, the 15 foul.
Oh, we don't want to hear about ice.
Yeah.
Shall we stay and play another quarter?
have a foul shot contest.
Yeah, exactly. Down low, shot is put up. It's no good. Rebound pulled down that time by Howden Shield, and he's – Got to be 3 seconds.
Yeah, they're just letting him play.
Oh, yeah, they're going to let him play. He got it up. He got fouled. Houndchild to the line. A couple tosses. It's nice the announcer lets us know about everything's gone. Worry about ice, who has what. Wonder if there's any specials at, well, the restaurant's closed.
Is the plaza closed?
How about the concession stand? What did you want tonight we didn't have?
Oh, we haven't had a chance to go get the gopher guts.
Okay. That just sounds like, for an old guy like me, I don't know.
Don't knock it till you try it.
All right, that's true. Houndchild eyes and flies the second one. He missed it. Made the first one. Rebound pulled down by someone I don't have in the book. Yeah. But that's quite all right. Here's Mason Stuck with a long bomber taken. Is no good. Stuck with the rebound. Back up and in. Xavier Stuck with six. That's 22 points for the Stuck family tonight. Down the lane it goes. Reverse shot put up and nicely done by Dunbar.
Yeah, Dunbar's been hustling and just been unable to buy a bucket. Good to see him get that one.
Down the lane, shot blocked nice that time by Dunbar. He said, you come at me, but I'm knocking it out of here. Triggering in is going to be Manns. Gets it into Stuck. 34 seconds to go. 81-58. Another block.
That's eaten.
And he's blocked the same guy twice.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to shoot when he's around.
All right.
Yeah. Nice block again by Dunbar. And a block and not a foul. I mean, good body. Good body movement. Okay, out top it comes to Manns. Manns has got the rock. Manns to the hole off the window. No. Rebound comes down to Ridgemont. Stuck's got it with 20 seconds to go. Here's the long trifecta.
Nice shot there.
Bailey gets that one. Thank you for telling me who it is. Didn't have him in the book. 6 seconds to go. 84-58 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Cross court, it comes in a steal. Bailey's got it. Bailey's going to dribble out, and the Golden Gophers are going to improve to 9-2. They win this one, 84-58. We'll be back to talk about it after these.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Golden Giant Incorporated has been a leader in the steel building industry since 1971 as a manufacturer of all steel buildings. Their steel buildings are as unique as their customers. The designers work directly with you, the manufacturer, and the builder of your project. Visit them at goldengiant.com to learn more about Golden Giant Incorporated, a proud supporter of area high school sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. It's a historical night here tonight. Landon Newland sets a record. He scores 34 big ones. He only needed 26 to become the all-time leading scorer in Golden Gopher history, a record that stood for a very, very long time. And they win the game 84-58. Your impressions tonight here during the Ohio Health Heart Memorial post-game show.
Sure. So first impressions is Ridgemont's here to play. Like, they're a tough squad. And I mean, the record shows it. But when you see them on the floor, these are some boys that know how to ball. And a lot of credit to Riverdale. They hustled. They fought. They tried to do everything they could to stay in it. But this Ridgemont team is just tough. And it was very impressive. We talked about Newland scoring the 34 points tonight. It didn't feel like he was really that active as a shooter to get those 34 points either. I've never seen somebody score 34 so smoothly without feeling like that they were
exactly right. That's a very good point. Very, very well said. Very astute. Something like Foghorn Leghorn would tell his little chicken friend. Would you not agree?
I agree.
If you've ever seen it. If no one has seen Foghorn Leghorn, you need to see that cartoon. Okay, let's look at the scoring here tonight for the Riverdale Falcons, who gave it a great effort. Craig Taylor's troops did not quit. They had 3, 6, 9 people score. That's not bad.
Good distribution.
Yeah, exactly. 2 points tonight by Alec Dunbar. 3 points tonight by Carson Young. 3 points also tonight by Gavin Howdenshield. 4 points tonight for Mitchell O'Flaherty. Then we jump to 6 points for Daniel Donaldson. 7 points tonight for Lane Morris. 8 tonight for Jaden Taylor. And then we have 2 in double figures. 12 tonight for Braden Courtney. And 13 tonight for Thomas Miller. Those two backcourt kids are dynamite. That's 25 points from the backcourt. Thomas Miller, the floor general, does a good job of handling the rock, also shooting. Caught fire, kind of held him down the first half to only 2, but he ends with 13.
You know, and he had foul trouble, so you know he was playing somewhat reserved because he wants to be in there. He wants to contribute, so he's not attacking quite as aggressively as you'd think he would if he wasn't in foul trouble there. And so it makes you wonder how many points could he have poured on had he not hit those fouls early on.
Yeah, exactly right. For the Golden Gophers, who improved to 9-2 in the season, they had 6 people score. 3 points tonight by Bailey. He came in off the bench and made a nice long 3, played in the JV game, came off and down. Then 2 players with 6 points apiece. That's Xavier Stuck and Colton Whitaker. Then we jump to 3 guys in double figures. And I think the key factor here is the amount of points these 3 guys had in double figures, which was, unfortunately, tonight for Riverdale kind of a tough thing. 16 big ones for Mason Stuck, the 6'5 senior. He started off the first quarter with 3 trifectas and a basket with 11 points.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the good start. So he ends with 16. Grant Reppert, not a little nice night for him, 17 big points. So he also a senior. But the story of the night tonight was a young man that certainly was certainly a humble guy. He took it very well. Just a really nice basketball player, Landon Turner. He ends the night with 34 points, and he is now the all-time leading scorer. And your thoughts on that?
I'm more impressed right now. Sorry, I'm just
watching. I see Mason Stuck picking up tries. I think he should get extra pay for that.
So the players just got done fighting and having a great game, and they're out here helping clean up the gymnasium.
Yeah, that's Nick Stuck. I mean, Nick Stuck's a great guy. And Mason smiled when we said he was picking up the trash, didn't he? But he won't pick up mine. I will definitely take mine out. Maybe I'll throw it on the ground so I can have some more ice.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Good game tonight and historical, and I'm thankful for these opportunities. As I said, had the opportunity at Upper Scioto Valley to call the game there when they named the court after them, and certainly tonight another great moment here at Ridgemont when Newland gets 34 big ones and breaks the all-time record. We will tell you, in the JV game, it was a good one. It was in overtime, and that was won by Riverdale 49-44. In the varsity game, it was won by Ridgemont. They went 84-58, historical night, and I'd like to thank Seth Donahue back at the station. And as always, it was an honor, Ryan Yocum, to work with you. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
Hey, good night, everyone.
That concludes high school boys basketball action between Riverdale and Ridgemont. Once again, our sponsors for tonight were Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Wilson Tire Company, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Mountain Victory State Bank, Martin's Meat Mart, J&J Feeds, Forney Sales and Service, Golden Giant, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries, and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21, Ohio Health, Harder Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office.